Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're spending some time with us, because that means you're obviously a highly intelligent individual. You're interested in small business, the one you have or the one you want to have. It means that you want to get a little smarter. You want to learn some things, and you're willing. You're open to ideas. You're open to the ideas that other people might be able to contribute to you. And you know what? This show was designed, everything that we do here was designed for you. People just like you who want to be a small business owner, who want to grow and improve their small business that they have, and they want to get smarter. They want to learn more about what's out there, what's next, what's the best thing they should be doing next, what should they be doing, what should be in their plans, how can they run their business better, how can they manage it better, how can they financially support their business and capitalize their business better, all those things, technology, on and on and on. And you're the person that we do all this work for. And you're the reason why we introduce you to guys like Gary Broadnax. Gary is an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Dovari Incorporated, and CEO, I should say, of Dovari Incorporated, which is a company that helps people manage their sales staff, manage their customer relationships. And he does it through technology. And as I said, he's our good friend. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. It's going to be a great one.
Is 2006 going to be a good year, Gary?
A fabulous year.
What do you think? What makes you think that?
Well, if you really take the pulse and listen to everything that's going on, people are really feeling, okay, we've dealt with this really uneasiness of terror, and now we know we still got to do business. And so businesses are, I mean, every report I read, businesses are ramping back up, spending money, hiring people, and spending a lot more on technology.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
I have a technology company. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
You're pretty stoked about that, aren't you, Gary? Well, you know, I do think what happened, if you realize that major corporations are sitting on a lot of cash.
Yeah.
They did that, I think, as a defense mechanism against any kind of future, the potential after 9/11 for a potential catastrophe.
Yeah.
And to just sort of to lay on a little extra fat. And so now they two things have happened. Number one, they have the cash. So they don't have to lay on a whole lot more. They can spend some of the profits they're making. And they're realizing that you know, not that it's the catastrophe or the terrorist attack or whatever couldn't happen. I mean, look what happened in New Orleans. That had nothing to do with terrorism.
Exactly.
But the thing is that, you know what? Even if it does happen, we're going to still be in business. We got to make plans for the future. We can't live protecting ourselves. We can't live in fear all the time.
We got to
move forward. And that's the reason why I think you're right. I think that companies are small and large and medium sized are saying, you know what? Let's live our lives. And that's the reason why I think that we're seeing the economy doing so well, even though we've had $3 a gallon gas prices.
Exactly. Exactly.
And interest is going up, and et cetera, et cetera. But what is all this? So if this is true, if what you and I are saying is true, and if you and I say it, how could it not be true, Gary? if we're correct, then that means that people are going to be going after a lot of customers next year.
Yes.
And they better, small companies especially, and they better be able to manage those customers, because we've all got to move faster this next year than we did in 2005. 2005 was faster than 2004. And the only way to do that, Gary, is with technology, isn't it?
That's right. And the only way to get those customers really is with technology.
Not only manage the ones you have, but to get them to start with.
That's right, get new customers. Managing, there's two types of products out there, customer relationship management and SFA, Salesforce Automation. And Salesforce Automation is really a weird term. It's like, I don't want to be automated. I mean, what salesperson wants to be automated? But
right. Basically
what the product does, it just allows people to help manage the whole sales process. So it's not like automating your life. It's just managing and understanding who your customer is and what your processes are and what's the best methodology for closing that sale.
Well, and here's the way I think about it, Gary. The first time a salesperson was given an ink pen, you know, they resisted.
Yeah,
the first time a salesperson was given a five-part pre-carbon paper, pre-carbon contract to sign up rather than just write it on a sheet of paper, they resisted.
Yes.
I mean, all this is the next form of pre-carbon paper, this automation. It's just the next version of an ink pen.
It's a smart version. Well, if you sit back and look at how a salesperson sees this, most of the time what they're given to use has been crammed down their throats by management. You will use this. You will use this. And so, first of all, you know, anything you're told you have to use, you're resistant on in the first place. Secondly, if it was designed to make management more efficient but does nothing for the salesperson, then all they're looking at is just saying, hey, this is a big tool. This is something I'm being forced to do just so management gets their data.
Mm-hmm.
What they need to look for is something that will actually help them do their job better, help them manage their own processes better, help them understand where they are with a customer or who their customers are. So if they pick a tool that actually helps them, then they can succeed.
Well, and what you're talking about is not so much getting technology involved in the interpersonal activity with the customer. It's just making sure that the salesperson and the customers have the information at their fingertips readily, and so that it's convenient and effective for them.
That's right.
You're not telling people to become robots. Somebody still has to knock on a door, somebody still has to say, will you buy, and somebody has to say, yes, I'll buy.
That's right. That's right.
The human beings are still there.
But here's the thing. You and I both know I've been a salesperson for a long time. I'll talk to a guy, and if he thinks he can get a free lunch out of me, he'll tell me anything.
Right.
You know, if he thinks he can get tickets to the basketball game or baseball game or play golf with me, yeah, I like that product, yeah. What you need to do is establish a process where you immediately... What separates a good salesperson from a guy who's just chasing dollars is a guy who can determine really quick, is he going to buy from me?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. When we come back, the stuff that you sell and your industry offers, this automated customer relationship management software, can help small businesses. And we'll get back. Gary's going to tell us how that works. 20 after. We'll be right back with Gary Broadnax. He's the president of Dilbari Incorporated. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Gary Broadnax is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Dilbari Incorporated. And Gary, tell us what Dilbari Incorporated does.
Sure. Dilbari is a company designed to help businesses, help small businesses, mid-sized businesses understand and manage their sales processes. We're designed by salespeople for salespeople. So our product, we looked at it this way. He said, okay, we know what management wants. Let's understand what a salesperson needs to do their job more effectively. And then we designed a product called Dilbari that allows the salesperson to be successful. And we, of course, management gets all the data they want because now they have a tool that the salespeople actually use. They use it to be successful.
Give us an example of what that stuff, what your program does. How is it used on a laptop?
It can be used on a laptop, a desktop. It can be used on small handheld PCs.
Okay, like a PDA? You're talking about
like a PDA?
Like a BlackBerry?
It can interface with BlackBerries. Right. Now, a BlackBerry, what do you use a BlackBerry for? Email, contact, and calendar. Well, ours can provide all that information back and forth to a BlackBerry. But what a small PDA will do, Windows base, is it can actually run some of our programs.
Like a Palm Pilot or something like that?
Well, similar.
Yeah.
Similar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But anyway, it's designed to be effective. You don't know how many places I go where the salesperson is using an Excel spreadsheet because the program they're using is so complicated or it just doesn't work for them.
Right.
And then they use the Excel spreadsheet to kind of give the management what they need, even though management may have spent millions of dollars on a program to do that.
What's the most important function of contact management, not contact management, but customer relationship management software, anybody's, whether it's yours or anybody else's, what's the first thing if you said, okay, this is fundamental to why you buy this kind of technology, what would be the first thing?
I would say the first thing for contact management software is understanding your customer. What our software does is, I mean, we have contact management built in. I mean, contact management, customer relationship built in. But ours is designed to help you understand who your customer is and how you close that sale. We concentrate on closing. If you don't get a customer, then you can't you can't manage them.
But give me a specific example of what would be put into the program.
Sure.
What would the salesperson put in there to help them get that information?
All right. Here's what we do. We work with a company, and say you have a company of 10. We analyze
10 salespeople.
Ten salespeople.
Okay.
We help you analyze who your customer is, build that information within our product in something we call discovery, so that you can go through a process of asking that customer questions, and within 5 to 10 minutes of asking questions, you'll understand immediately, do I pursue this customer, or do I back away from this guy that really isn't going to buy from
me? And so what would be an example of what you would learn? What would be?
You'd be surprised how many salespeople. I'm just going to be real basic because I don't know all these different customers.
That's good.
But some very easy questions that people don't even ask. Are you the decision maker?
Mm-hmm.
Does your company have a budget?
So this is not just contact management. This is not just customer relationship management. You're actually helping them ask the right questions on the sales call.
Absolutely. And then we get specific to questions related to their product. We actually help them build an org chart within the company they're going after to determine what roles all these people play in buying your product.
An organization chart. Now, does when they put this information into a program like yours, does it spit out a probability?
Yes, it does.
What are the chances this person is going to ever buy from you, or maybe
absolutely.
In 90 days or whatever?
Absolutely. We have a percentage bar at the top. When you go through those questions, each one is weighted, and it automatically triggers that bar at the top, and it tells you, we have a customer that's been using our product for a year. When they started, they're part of a national organization. When they started, they had one salesperson in the top 20 salespeople. The most they ever had was one every year. This year, first time, 7 salespeople in the top 20
came
out of their office.
The reason this is so important to me, Gary, for small businesses, most small businesses don't manage their salespeople professionally. It's not done professionally. The people who manage, if there is a manager, this is not somebody who has had sophisticated sales management training. They don't understand about the prospecting process, the ability to forecast. The forecasting is so critical for businesses to be able to accomplish their goal and to be able to forecast when customers are likely to do business with you and how much. That is something that you have to train for. You have to learn that. And that's not something small business owners have at their disposal. And so that's the reason why I'm a big proponent of customer relationship management software, the kind of stuff that you sell. And there are other people out there. It's just that Gary is the one that I know about and know the most, and I know it's good stuff. Gary, Would you come back more this year and talk to us some more about how your, the kind of software that your industry, people who work in your industry, how that works and how it helps small businesses?
Without a question, I'd be happy to.
We need to do more of this because I really think this is very important. And the folks, the technology is really elegant these days that can help you to accomplish your goals. Gary, give us the website again, please.
www.dovarri, D-O-V, as in Victor, A-R-R-I, dovarri.com.
Can they find out more about the product there and contact you from there?
Absolutely. In fact,
dovarri.com, D-A-V-O-R-R-I.com, D-O-V-A-R-R-I.com. Thank you, Gary. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.